Hi, I'm Dr. Fidelio, and this is Go Beyond Greatness, Season 3, Episode 4, Defining a Silver Lining. I'm sure you've heard the phrase, somebody out there has it worse than you right now. In fact, you may have even told yourself that at times throughout the pandemic. I know, I certainly have. It's true, though. There's always that possibility that somebody out there has it worse than you or me. It's a common thought place to go when things go awry and away from the appropriate planned or expected course that we were on. When will we return to normal if we are in a new normal? You may be wondering, what is the silver lining in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic? The very definition of a silver lining is a metaphor for optimism. It is finding a sense of hope in an otherwise very negative situation. It's a mentality and thought process that something good can be found in every bad situation. Andrew Barks, a content writer for the Predictive Index, outlined 25 silver linings found in the midst of the pandemic. Though, I won't cover all of them, the ones that have stood out to me are a better environment, productivity and focus, work-life balance and mindfulness. More people are more conscious about how precious life is. The unmatched significance of spending time, and quality time at that, with people that you love. Leadership is now at every level, and we're at a point where empathy has truly leveled itself to be a leadership trait that needs to be mastered. Understanding what and how empathy plays a role in your organization and life is so important. It is crucial now. Ultimately, the silver lining, as proposed by Andrew Barks, is how we rise from all of this. Ask yourself, throughout all of this, what has been the silver lining in your life? Have you found it? Is it a digital tool like Zoom or Google Meet that has allowed you to reach out and make amends to your family and friends, or even frenemies? Is it that your silver lining that is that you've spent quality time getting to really know your children better because of the shelter in place that took place? What has been the silver lining in your life? If you're stuck and you can't find a silver lining, that's okay. Let's take a deeper dive. In an effort to boost your mental and emotional immunity, let's look at three things: community, grounding ourselves, and building our resilience. First, community. On a global macro level, we are seeing organizations come together. On a micro level, more specifically, your region, your county, and even city in which you live. What are positive things that you are seeing that are happening in your community? What are community members doing? How are community members coming together to help, to support, to lend a virtual hand, to be socially distant but still united? How is this taking place in your part of the world? Second is grounding. How are you grounding yourself in these difficult times? What are new skills that you have developed because of the pandemic? Is it a newfound order of cleanliness? Better at-home organization? Guided meditations? Faith-based prayers? Has somebody helped you decrease your anxiety and enhance your ability to rest, your body's ability to rest? Third is building resilience. Resilience is answering the following question. At what capacity have you bounced back from a challenge? Often you hear, and I really dislike the phrase. This is a phrase right here. It's not how many times you fall, it's how quickly you get back up or bounce back up. Something of that nature. That really couldn't be more inaccurate, in my eyes at least. The correct phrase should be, when you get back up, if you get back up, how are you? Mentally, physically, spiritually, on a cognitive, social, emotional level, where are we at? That right there, at the core, is what mental health is all about. For decades, people have been afraid of talking about it, bringing up the discourse of it with colleagues and friends in and out of the workplace. It was in many ways considered taboo. To have to build resilience meant that you were weak, and that's so far from the truth. Today, our eyes and minds are truly awakened, and we are witnesses to the rebuilding of resilience for many of our family members, friends, and even ourselves. We will come out of this pandemic stronger and much more resilient. With that being said, much research, both qualitative, quantitative, and perhaps mixed methods, will be made on when we get back up. How were we? How will we define our post-traumatic growth from all of this? If somebody has helped you define your silver lining, pick up the phone and call them. Thank them. Pay it forward. We are in this together. Together, we'll get through this. Together, we'll go beyond greatness. Until next time, bye.